so long, I can't wait to get back home. Home to the Lone Star State another day, I just can't wait. Look out, boys, I'm headed your way. I got a mind that wanders in a 57 Chevrolet. Hold on tight, I got a license to fly. With a pedal to the metal, watch me roll on by. While I boogie back to Texas.
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 We're gonna boogie back to Texas, 8 beats to the mile. Rolling out of New York.
Oh yeah, that is Asleep at the Wheel with Boogie Back to Texas. And that is what we do every week on The Voice of Vashon, 101.9 FM, KBSHLP, Vashon Island, Washington. I'm your host, former Texan Jeff Fletcher, spinning some tunes from Texas musicians. And tonight, picked Grammy Award winners who have been heard on Boogie Back, but these specific songs have not been heard. So once again, we will hear a wide range of Texas music. And as I've said before, it's always a good idea to have your oral neck brace handy, as we may change genres abruptly. We're going to lead off with a couple of songs where trains play a prominent role. And we're going to lead off with the Glenn Miller Orchestra and Tex Beneke. And the Modern Airs and the classic Chattanooga Choo Choo.
It's my day. Bend an ear and listen to my version
of a really solid Tennessee excursion.
Pardon me, boy, is that the Chattanooga choo-choo?
Yes, yes, track 29.
Boy, you can give me a shine.
Can you afford to board Chattanooga choo-choo?
I got my fare
and just a trifle to spare.
You leave the Pennsylvania station about a quarter to four. Read a magazine and then you're in Baltimore.
Dinner in the diner, nothing could be finer
than to have your ham and eggs in Carolina.
When you hear the whistle blowing 8 to the bar, then you know that Tennessee is not very far.
Shovel all the coal in, gotta keep it rolling.
Ooh, ooh, Chattanooga, there you are.
There's gonna be a certain party at the station.
Satin and lace.
I used to call Funny Face. She's gonna cry until I tell her that I'll never roam.
So Chattanooga choo-choo,
won't you choo-choo me home?
Chattanooga, Chattanooga,
get aboard.
Chattanooga, Chattanooga,
all aboard.
Chattanooga, Chattanooga, Chattanooga choo-choo,
won't you choo-choo me home?
Chattanooga choo-choo.
Thank you. it be the queen of the Delta land, then you'll understand why I've got the blues for Dixie. If you've ever been to Tennessee when those old cotton fields are white in pale moonlight, had the blues for Dixie. If you've seen the glamour of that Alabama moon shining in the sky, if you've got a baby in Birmingham, maybe you know the reason why that I'm gonna be blue till I'm on that old choo-choo. There goes that dream that's leaving me blue for Dixie.
Texas Grammy twofer with Sleep at the Wheel featuring Lyle Lovett on vocals and Ray Benson and Sleep at the Wheel. That won the Grammy for Best Country Duo or Group Performance in 1995. And that version of the song first appeared on the album A Tribute to Bob Wills and the Texas Playboys. It came out, I think, in the early 90s. I think it was 93. Sleep at the Wheel is based in Austin, of course, and Lyle was born in Klein, Texas, outside of Houston. And he lives in Austin, so you got a two for that song. And when I lived in Austin, I had brushes with greatness with both Lyle and Ray Benson of Sleep at the Wheel. I really don't believe, though, I've told the Ray Benson story, and it's short. On a really, really beautiful spring afternoon, Terry and I walked downtown and stopped in a bar, which is kind of what you always do down there. And there were no more than a dozen folks inside the bar, although a bunch were outside watching volleyball. And on this little stage inside, Ray Benson was just noodling around with some songs, and dancing in front of that stage that Ray was on was a youngster of maybe, 6 years old, I guess, and he had a plastic fiddle, acting like he was playing along with him. And fast forward 3 decades or so, and I'm thinking about creating this show here on The Voice of Ashon. I called the offices of Asleep at the Wheel in Austin to ask permission, although I really didn't need it, but wanted to have their permission to use Boogie Back to Texas as my theme song. And I told the story of seeing Ray and his son, and the guy on the other end of the phone said, well, that was me. We did the math on the years that had elapsed since that time, and sure enough, it was Ray Benson's son. And yeah, he was fine with our using that as a theme song. He didn't want us to make a bunch of money off of it, and we are, of course, a not-for-profit radio station here. That's not going to happen. Before Ray Benson, Asleep at the Wheel with Lyle, we heard the Glenn Miller Orchestra featuring Tex Beneke and the Modernaires, and Chattanooga Choo Choo. Tex was from Fort Worth, and he started out as a sax player, and by age 23, he was already working in the Glenn Miller Orchestra. He did all but a few of the tenor's sax solos with Glenn Miller for a decade, until the orchestra broke up because of the war. And that song was the title cut from the album that won the first Gold Record Award ever in 1942, and in 1996, it received the Hall of Fame Award from the Grammys. You are listening here to Texas musicians who have won Grammys on Boogie Back to Texas on The Voice of Vashon, your island connection. I'm your host, Jeff Letcher, and thanks for listening. And now, to the aforementioned Oral Whiplash, we're going to hear two beautiful voices with love songs, but from opposite perspectives, one in love and one, well, lost love. We're going to lead off on the positive side with the incredibly sweet voice of Johnny Mathis and Chances Are.
Chances are, 'cause I wear a silly grin the moment you come into view. Chances are you think that I'm in love with you. Just because my composure sort of slips the moment that your lips meet mine. Chances are you think my heart's your valentine. In the magic of moonlight, when I sigh, hold me close, dear. Chances are stars that fill the skies are in my eyes. Guess you feel you'll always be the one and only one for me. And if you think you could, well, chances are your chances are awfully good. Across the endless sea,
don't know why I didn't call. My field is empty as a drum. I don't know why I didn't come. I don't know why I didn't come. I don't know why I didn't come.
Well, that is the beautiful voice and piano of Norah Jones. And Don't Know Why. That was winner of the Song of the Year, the Record of the Year, the Best Female Performance of the Year in 2003, and she also won the Album of the Year and Best Pop Vocal Album of the Year for Come Away With Me and Best New Artist, all in 2003. She might as well have just taken the whole Grammy place with her. And as listeners, regular listeners of Boogie Back know, Norah is the daughter of Ravi Shankar and Sue Jones, a concert promoter, and when her parents got divorced, Norah moved with her mom to the Dallas area where when she was about 11 years old. And she also went to the University of North Texas. And needless to say, her career has been rather successful. And speaking of beautiful voices and successful careers, we led off with Johnny Mathis and Chances Are. And raise your hand if you sang along with that song. That song was first recorded in 1957, and it received a Hall of Fame award from the Grammys in 1998. And two other songs by Johnny Mathis, Misty and It's Not For Me to Say, also have Hall of Fame awards, and he has won the Academy of Recording Arts and Sciences Lifetime Achievement Award as well. He was born in Gilmer, Texas, which is a town of about 5,000 in northeast Texas, and it's also the home of Don Henley, whom we're going to hear a little bit later tonight, and blues musician Freddie King. And I'm not sure what they put in the water up there, but they crank out some pretty good musicians. My favorite story about Johnny is that he was a star athlete in high school and a high jumper, hurdler, and basketball player, and in college, as a high jumper. As a matter of fact, he was asked to try out for the U.S. Olympic team in 1956, but he decided instead to go to New York City to make his first recordings. That's when he had the appointment, and he kept it, and I think that was probably a pretty good choice. You are listening to Boogie Back to Texas on the Voice of Vashon, Your Island Connection, and I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher, spinning some Grammy Award-winning Texas musicians. Thanks for listening.
Can't do what we do on Voice of Vashon without our underwriters, like Snapdragon Bakery and Cafe. Pastries in the morning, vegetarian lunches, wine and music at night fill the friendly, casual atmosphere that is Snapdragon on Vashon Highway at the south end of town. On the web at VashonSnapdragon.com.
Well, I mentioned that Don Henley also came from Gilmer, Texas. So let's hear one of his Grammy award-winning songs. And because pitchers and catchers report for spring training in less than a month, here's Boys of Summer.
stormy Monday, but Tuesday's just as bad. Call it stormy Monday, Tuesday's just as bad. Wednesday's worse, Thursday's also sad. Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy on me. My heart's in misery. Crazy about my baby. Yes, send her home to me.
Yeah, that was T-Bone Walker with the Grammy Hall of Fame award-winning song, Stormy Monday. And I've listened to a lot of versions of that, and I really like that one from the album Stormy Monday Blues. And the song originally was recorded in 1948, the year of my birth, and inducted in 1991. T-Bone was born in Linden, Texas, which is way up in northeast Texas near the Oklahoma and Louisiana borders, and he began his musical career in Dallas, with the help of Blind Lemon Jefferson, who was a family friend who took T-Bone under his wing. And after a bit of time in L.A., he moved to Chicago. And that's where most of his output was recorded in just a few years, including this one, his most famous, I guess, called It's Stormy Weather. That song inspired B.B. King to take up the electric guitar, and that's pretty astounding. Obviously a great song. It inspired additional greatness from B.B. and many, many others. Before T-Bone, we heard Don Henley of Gilmer, Texas, with The Boys of Summer. That was a Grammy Award winner for Best Performance Rock Vocal in 1985. It was lead single from his album Building the Perfect Beast, and little known is the fact that while Henley wrote the vocals, and by the way, that there's a Deadhead sticker in the back of Cadillac, that inspired the entire song, according to an interview I read with Henley. But the music was composed by Mike Campbell, who was a guitarist with Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, and Campbell had written that the sound or the music for that and showed it to Tom Petty, but it just didn't fit in with the album that they were working on. And out of the blue, Mike got a call from Henley's producer, and Campbell sent him the song. Henley listened to it in his car, and that night wrote the lyrics in one day, and they did the song. You are listening to Grammy Award-winning songs from Texas musicians and some of the song's backstories on Boogie Back to Texas, your island connection here on The Voice of Vashon. And I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher. And thanks for listening. So earlier in the show, we had a couple of love songs from the perspectives of falling in love and losing love. And in my working on the show now, I have discovered that the majority of love songs are sad ones. That's to say the least. But in the first one now in this set, we're going to have the artist is really angry. In the second one, the couple seems to be more resigned to their drifting apart, but they're both kind of sad. We're going to lead off with a very angry Kelly Clarkson and her song, Since You've Been Gone.
Here's the thing, we started out friends. It was cool, but it was all pretend. Yeah, yeah, since you've been gone. You dedicated, you took the time. Wasn't long till I called you mine. Yeah, yeah, since you've been gone.
in July, wishing we were rockets bursting into the sky, talking about redemption and leaving things behind. As the sun sank west of the Mendocino County line,
orchestrated paradise, couldn't make you stay.
You danced with the horses through the sands of time.
As the sun sinks west of the Mendocino County line.
I have these pictures and I keep these photographs to remind me of a time. Felt nothing but right, feeling near immortal every Friday night.
Lost in our convictions, lips stained with wine. As the sun sank west of the Mendocino County line.
I have these pictures and I keep these photographs to remind me of a time.
These pictures and these photographs let me know I'm doing fine.
I used to make you happy once upon a time, but the sun sank west of the Mendocino County line. Rockets bursting into the sky, talking about redemption and leaving things behind.
I have these pictures and I keep these photographs to remind me of it.
These pictures, these photographs let me know I'm doing fine. We used to be so happy once upon a time. Mendocino County line. And the sun sank west of the Mendocino County line. Mendocino County line.
Yeah, another Texas twofer, Willie Nelson and Leanne Womack, and When Mendocino County Line. That was Grammy for Best Country Collaboration with Vocals in 2003, and that song was written by Mike Ceriak, who's the producer of the album that appeared on, and Bernie Taupin, who has written with and for so many songs for Elton John. First appeared on Willie's album, The Great Divide, which a review by AllMusic said was not a true Willie album. Instead, it's what a lot of people who didn't like his music but liked his persona would have wanted on the album. Well, we all know Willie is from Abba, Texas. Leanne Womack is from Jacksonville, Texas, which is in East Texas. That's the third artist, I think, that we've spoken about tonight, and that's not far from Tyler. She started in country, and then she moved to pop, and then she went back to country, and is now kind of a bit more Americana. And her latest album, The Lonely, The Lonesome, and The Gone, is really one of my favorites. And a cut from that album actually won a coveted 2018 Fletchie Award. Before Willie and Leanne, we heard an extremely angry Kelly Clarkson getting even, celebrating, I guess, getting even with her two-timing boyfriend in her song, Since You've Been Gone. That won her the Best Female Pop Vocal Performance Grammy in 2005, and she's another Grammy Award winner from Fort Worth. She was launched into fame when she won the inaugural season of American Idol in 2002. She moved from country to pop rock, which was a good move. Kind of won her that Grammy as well as another. She's had nothing but success, and if you measure success by sales, over 25 million albums and 45 million singles. And she's won a few awards, 3 Grammys, 3 MTV Video Awards, 3 American Music Awards, and 2 Academy of Country Music Awards. I think she's done pretty well. You are listening here to Grammy-winning songs from Texas musicians on Boogie Back to Texas. I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher, having just way too much fun up here at the Gene Bosch Studios. And thanks to the Voice of Vashon, your island connection, for being here and just providing this opportunity for me and for a whole bunch of like 60 different producers to come on the air with shows. And you can help everybody out by joining the Voice of Vashon if you haven't done that already. Just go to voiceofvashon.org and you'll find a way to do that, I am sure. So thanks to everyone.
Voice of Vashon thanks Dental Care of Vashon for its programming support. If you have tooth or gum discomfort, damaged or missing teeth, sleep issues, or need crowns or dental implants, Dr. Demova and her team will bring you relief in a comfortable, caring environment. Call them at 206-457-2744 and find them on the web at dentalcareofvashon.com.
Protest music has been around for centuries, and Texas musicians aren't shy about doing their share of protesting. The next set has 2 protest songs about really unrelated topics. I'll fess up. We're going to lead off with Kacey Musgraves. She's kind of satirizing suburbia of the 50s and 60s, and I think in doing so, she's kind of speaking to the stifling plight of women in particular in the suburbs. Here she is with a song, Merry-Go-Round.
If you ain't got 2 kids by 21, you're probably gonna die alone. At least that's what tradition told you. And it don't matter if you don't believe, come Sunday morning, you best be there in the front row like you're supposed to. Same hurt in every heart, same trailer, different park. Mama's hooked on Mary Kay, brother's hooked on Mary Jane, and daddy's hooked on Mary 2 doors down. Mary, Mary, quite contrary, we get bored so we get married, and just like dust we settle in this town on this broken merry-go-round. Round and round we go, where it stops nobody knows, and it ain't slowing down, this merry-go-round. We think the first time's good enough, so we hold on to high school love, say we won't end up like our parents. Tiny little boxes in a row ain't what you want, it's what you know. Just happy in the shoes you're wearing. Same checks we're always cashing to buy a little more distraction. 'Cause mama's hooked on Mary Kay, brother's hooked on Mary Jane, and daddy's hooked on Mary 2 doors down. Mary, Mary, quite contrary, we get bored so we get married, and just like dust we settle in this town on this broken merry-go-round. Round and round we go, where it stops nobody knows, and it ain't slowing down this merry-go-round. Merry, merry, quite contrary, we're so bored until we're buried, and just like dust we settle in this town on this broken merry-go-round. Jack and Jill went up the hill. Jack burned out on booze and pills, and Mary had a little lamb. Mary just don't give a damn no more.
Dog.
Yeah, that was Crosby, Stills, and Nash with Long Time Gone from their album Crosby, Stills, and Nash. It was released on May 29th, 1969, and I wore that record and the cassette out and bought another one of each. The group with Texan Stephen Stills and kind of Texan David Crosby by virtue of his being in jail in Texas. That album, that group actually, won the Grammy for the Best New Artist in 1969, and David Crosby wrote that song. And in the extensive liner notes that came with the three CD set Voyage, David said, "First, we lost JFK, then we lost Martin Luther King, then we lost Bobby Kennedy. When they finally got Bobby, I mean, what would you do if people were shooting down the only people you thought were worth believing in? I was angry." In her book, Trip's Rock Life in the 60s, Ellen Sander, it's a book you ought to check out, Ellen Sander writes about how that song was going nowhere in the studio, and all three of them had some doubts about whether or not they should put them on the album. And after a pretty productive day in the studio, everybody was leaving, and Stephen Stills was kind of stayed around and grumbling about picking up his guitar, all the guitars, and putting those away. And he stayed there all night. And what he did was he created a completely different arrangement for that song. And the next day when everybody came in, well, the next night when everybody came in to have another round in the studio, Stills played the tape for everybody, and it just blew everybody away, and it really worked. He had put that organ on top of it to kind of add another sense of dimensionality to it, as well as a bit of a siren. So David went back in and he sang in an entirely original way, he said, and later on he said that that's where he finally found his real voice. Before Crosby, Stills, and Nash, we heard a different type of protest song. It came from Kacey Musgraves and her song Merry-Go-Round, which won the Grammy for Best Country Song in 2013, and that came from the album Same Trailer, Different Park, which happened to win the Best Country Album Grammy that same year in 2013. And if I had an award for Best Album title, that would certainly be among the finalists. She's from a little town of Golden in East Texas, but she got discovered when she moved to Austin, and for a while she joined Lady Antebellum, and then she went solo. She's one of the few progressive country artists, male or female. She's kind of addressed LGBT acceptance, safe sex, marijuana use, and she lists Leanne Womack, whom we heard earlier in the show, as a major influence in that they're from the same part of the state, again, the northeast section of the state. And at one point, she said, "If I could sing it like Leanne and say it like John Prine, then I'd feel like I'd gotten somewhere." You are listening to Grammy Award-winning songs from Texas musicians on Boogie Back to Texas. I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher, and we now turn to the subject of religion. And in the first show of Texas Grammy Award winners, I featured a couple gospel songs. These next two songs I wouldn't really classify as gospel, although one of them did win a Grammy in that category, which you'll hear in a minute. But we're going to lead off with Los Lonely Boys and Heaven.
Keep on living. How far is heaven?
Yeah, I'll
Most Lonely Boys with Heaven, and that won a Grammy Award for Best Pop Performance by a Duo or Group with Vocal in 2004. They're from San Angelo in way far west Texas, and they're three brothers. Henry's on guitar and vocals, JoJo is on bass and vocals, and Ringo, yeah, of course, Ringo's on the drums and the vocals. And Heaven was their debut single. It reached number one on the Adult Contemporary chart. I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher, and we're going to go out the door of this second Grammy edition of Boogie Back to Texas with a song that was a cut from the Grammy Award winner album, Grammy Album Award winner in the category of Best Traditional Gospel Album in 2010. And Patty Griffin recorded that album. It's called Downtown Church, in a Presbyterian church in downtown Nashville. And it is truly a great album. I think you ought to check it out if you haven't seen it. It's produced by Buddy Miller. And the cut I'm going to play, however, is not from the album. I'm cheating a little bit, but it's from a performance by Robert Plant and Band of Joy live in Nashville. And as I've noted on the show before, this is a really incredible band. And on this song, we have Robert Plant on backup vocals, Buddy Miller on guitar and vocals, Daryl Scott is on guitar and vocals, Byron House with a nice solo on upright bass and vocals, and Marco Giovino on drums. And of course, Patty Griffin is on the vocals and lead vocals. Song is Move On Up.
Well, I believe in my soul that I'm gonna come on a little boy. Moving back when this life is over. I'm gonna stick my soul in the sand. I'm gonna go on home to Jesus, home in the Lord. To the sky, to my heaven on a high. Well, all my life I wanna know is why my Jesus loved me so. Yes, oh Lord,
too. I'm gonna walk around in glory and spread the news. All my life I wanna know is why my Jesus loved me so.
You are listening to Patty Griffin and Band of Joy on Boogie Back to Texas. Thanks for listening.